The race to replace Jeff Sessions as Alabama senator was never supposed to be close. The state hadn't sent a Democrat to the Senate in 25 years, and Republican Roy Moore was the easy favorite. That is, until several women came forward last month accusing Moore of sexual misconduct and assault. Last night, the Democrat, Doug Jones, won that Senate seat by 20,000 votes, or a little more than 1.5%. This sets up the Democratic Party to have 49 seats in the Senate heading into the midterm elections. And this morning, we have a team on the ground in Birmingham, Alabama, covering this story, including our co-host Rachel Martin, who is at member station WBHM. Hi there, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, David.
So this is a big upset. Are you beginning to piece together how exactly Doug Jones pulled this off?
Yeah, I mean, this is a remarkable win for the Democrat, Doug Jones, here. He definitely benefited from the scandals surrounding his Republican opponent, Roy Moore. We're talking about the sexual abuse allegations against Moore. But what really made the difference here was the black vote in this state. We went to a bar last night here in Birmingham where African-American activists who'd been going door to door trying to rally the vote, they were celebrating the Jones win.
To God be the glory. Yeah! For the
They're chanting Woke Vote. That's the name of their organization. And the lead organizer of this group is a woman named Dawana Thompson. You heard her there. She wiped away tears before she addressed the crowd.
We've done something tonight in the state of Alabama that has never been done.
Never.
Black folks.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about, baby. Victory, man.
That voice you heard at the end there, whooping it up, that is Pastor Mike McBride. And we talked with him outside that bar. He's from the Bay Area, but he's one of the many African-American activists who have come in from out of state to work on the election here in Alabama. And he told me that the sexual abuse allegations against Roy Moore and his inflammatory comments on race did make a difference.
I think it animated the base of Christians and faith leaders, you know. All these evangelicals who claim that they have a corner on Jesus, the black church stood up and said that the true Jesus of liberation and justice will always overpower the Jesus of dominance and racial hierarchy and division.
Wow, powerful language from that pastor there. Rachel, what about Republicans? It sounded like going into this race that they were so conflicted. I mean, given their views on one side, but also, you know, these allegations against their candidate.
Right. So Moore supporters are obviously disappointed this morning. In the end, though, their candidate just underperformed with Republicans. I talked to one young man last night, a guy named Jacob Bobo. He's a registered Republican who voted for Donald Trump in the presidential election, but he told me that he could not vote for Roy Moore because of the allegations against him. So he defected and he voted for the Democrat, Doug Jones. He said Moore may have been the Alabama of the past, but he believes Doug Jones is the Alabama of now. So that was some of what we heard outside of the main campaign events. This is what it sounded like when Doug Jones supporters learned of his victory at his closing event in Birmingham. Big round of applause there. For more on reaction within the two campaigns, I'm joined here in our studios in Birmingham by NPR's Debbie Elliott, who's actually in Montgomery. Russell Lewis is here in Birmingham. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I want to start with you, Russell. You were at Doug Jones' watch party last night, the celebration there. He's the first Democrat to win a Senate seat in Alabama since 1992. What was the vibe like last night?
Well, you know, there was a lot of nervous anticipation. It took a little while for it to grow, for the excitement to sort of build up. And, you know, people were watching the results trickle in and were sort of anxious, very, very anxious. The polls, you know, it's sort of shown different things in the lead up to last night. But when Doug Jones walked up to the podium, he was all smiles and just, you know, was just excited. And this is one of the first things that he had to say.
I am truly, truly overwhelmed. But you know, folks, and you have all heard me say this at one point or another in this campaign, I have always believed that the people of Alabama had more in common than to divide us.
And certainly, as he went on to talk, he talked a lot about bridging the divide and reaching out to others. And that is something that he has pledged to do, something that he intends to do once he gets to Washington. And he took a moment to highlight that just one more time.
Alabama has been at a crossroads. We have been at crossroads in the past. And unfortunately, we have usually taken the wrong fork. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you took the right road.
So a very different scene, Debbie Elliott. You were with Roy Moore's camp last night as the results mm-hmm. came in. What was their response when they knew that their candidate had lost?
Well, it was very somber. It almost seemed like a funeral. They were singing some hymns, including How Great Thou Art and Great Is Thy Faithfulness. There was a lot of praying going on. And then finally, Roy Moore came out and basically told them, you know, you can go home. It's not over yet. We're going to sleep on this. Here's what he said.
May God bless you as you go on. May he give you a safe journey. And thank you for coming tonight. It's not over. And it's going to take some time. Thank you.
It's not over. It's going to take some time. What he says, he's going to wait on the vote to be certified, which could be a week from now or even longer. Mm-hmm. And if that margin is within 0.5%, then that means there's an automatic recount. It's unlikely the race is going to be that close. So the option then would be whether the Roy Moore campaign wanted to pay for a recount, and that mm-hmm. would cost some money that the campaign doesn't necessarily have.
Right. So, Russell Lewis, let's talk about how Doug Jones actually pulled this off. He could not have won without a broad coalition, a lot of different voters, in particular African Americans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the key storylines really here is voter turnout. The predictions were initially that we were going to see a turnout of 18%, and then it got bumped up to 25%. And ultimately, what we saw was a voter turnout of 40%, which is actually a huge number.
Across the electorate.
Yeah, wow. Which is a huge number for Alabama for a special election for the only thing that's on the ballot statewide. I've voted here in Birmingham at the same precinct for a decade. I've lived in Birmingham for a decade and voted the same place. And what I saw when I voted yesterday were long lines.
Yeah.
Something that you don't ever see, you know, for a special election in this state. And it wasn't just here in Birmingham. We heard about lines in Montgomery and in Mobile and other places as well. That the electorate was energized. They were ready to come out
yeah.
and vote. But he had to focus on women, and he had to focus on the black vote. And here's a voter that I spoke to at Doug Jones' watch party last night. Here's Mae Stevenson.
It does not matter what color you are, who you are, what kind of money you make, what your status is. We all are people, and God loves us all, and he proved that tonight.
You know, and a lot of voters, black and white, were troubled by Roy Moore. Here's a man by the name of Aline Thompson.
The Alabama wins at something besides football. This was a victory for decency, human decency over politics.
So that's the reaction of the Jones supporters. Debbie, how are Moore supporters, though, just internalizing this loss?
Well, certainly they're disheartened. And you've kind of got two groups here. You've got the religious conservatives who've been with Moore through both of his expulsions from the state Supreme Court. They look at this as this battle between good and evil. Here's what Paige Herring from Montgomery said as she was leaving the party last night.
Well, I think it's a sad day for the whole nation.
And so you have sadness on the one hand. Then you have Republican voters who were behind Moore simply because they thought he'd help push President Trump's agenda. Here's former State Representative Perry Hooper Jr. He was active in the Trump campaign in Alabama last year.
It was a setback to me, to America, that Roy Moore was not elected. We needed that 52nd vote in Washington, D.C. in the United States Senate.
Debbie, does this mean Democrats can now compete in the South?
Well, it certainly gives them hope, and there's probably some lessons on coalition building. And I have to remark that, you know, given the significance of African American voters in Alabama giving Doug Jones this victory, you have to think about the reason the nation has the Voting Rights Act is because of Alabama and what happened in Selma. So certainly that's why there's such a celebration here among that group. But the party infrastructure is lacking. So it's time to start working on that, is what I'm hearing from activists. You also have to look at this as the dynamic shifting in part because of a flawed Republican candidate. Not just the dramatic allegations of sexual misconduct, but more was controversial before. And we saw that same dynamic play out in Louisiana when Democrat John Bel Edwards picked up the governorship in that southern state by beating a Republican candidate, Senator David Vitter, who just had too much baggage. So there's certainly some lessons to be gleaned here.
NPR's Debbie Elliott and NPR's Russell Lewis here with me in the studios of WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Debbie in Montgomery.